first major changes are underway at the Milwaukee County Jail after a federal report uncovered numerous issues at the facility. That report was publicly released yesterday, and the acting sheriff says a lot of the recommended changes have already been made. The report also comes in light of several deaths at the facility, including an inmate who died of dehydration there in April of 2016. Chuck Krumbach was there yesterday at the facility for the public release of the report. He joins us now. Chuck is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And Chuck, can you talk a little bit about what prompted this report to be conducted in the first place?
Well, as you said, there were the jail deaths in 2016 and 2017. Most occurred under the former sheriff, David Clark, acting sheriff Richard Schmidt, when he moved up from deputy to acting sheriff when David Clark left in late August of 2017. Acting Sheriff Schmidt said, well, listen, we're going to have an outside group, the National Institute for Corrections, take a look at jail policies. I don't want any more deaths. I don't want any more controversies. And so that's how that report came about. The investigators came in late February of this year, and Sheriff Clark, or Acting Sheriff Schmidt, I should say, handed out the report yesterday.
What were some of the main recommendations in that report?
Well, there were 17, 15 of which Acting Sheriff Schmidt says he's already addressed, things like making lockdowns of inmates not as frequent, improving suicide watch logs, improvements in medical screenings, and improving the inmate grievance procedure. There's a couple things that Acting Sheriff Schmidt says have not been fully implemented yet, a staffing analysis that an outside firm will do, and also sort of a general review of jail policies.
And talk about this tour I understand the acting sheriff gave to members of the media and some elected officials.
Right. So we started out in the entrance area where prisoners are brought in, and then saw where they are medically checked, screened by health personnel. Then we were also shown a special mental health unit for inmates that are in crisis. They're off their medications and so on. We were also taken to a discipline area, or they call them pods, where people who have gotten in fights and caused other disturbances are stationed for a while. And we also saw a more general population area, a day room, and also cells up on the sixth floor. We did not see what Sheriff Schmidt said was the nerve center that was controlling our doors and lights and so on, but we did see quite a bit of the jail.
And Chuck, I'm going to make my bid for understatement of the year. This open tour for the members of the media releasing this report to the public, this is a bit different in style to previous Sheriff David Clark. Is that right?
Well, yes. Acting Sheriff Schmidt usually does not, or I haven't really heard him much, criticize David Clark at all. Schmidt was Clark's deputy. On the other hand, Schmidt tries to make it clear that things have changed, times have changed, Sheriff Clark is gone, Acting Sheriff Schmidt is in charge, at least for this year, and wants to be as transparent and open as possible. Did we see everything? No, we certainly didn't, but we saw more than has been the case. And the county executive, Abley, was there, and the county board chairman, Lipscomb, was there, and they both said afterwards that things are moving in the right direction. I think there may be community groups that still say there could be more done in terms of reducing access, reducing mass incarceration, but for now, there doesn't seem to be tremendous controversy about what's going on at the jail now, but there are those cases stemming from the Terrell Thomas dehydration death that you mentioned earlier.
Talking to WPR reporter Chuck Krumbach about changes in the works at the Milwaukee County Jail after a tour there for members of the media. On that tour, Chuck, Acting Sheriff Schmidt took visitors to the jail's special mental health unit where inmates who are in crisis are held. Here's a bit of what he had to say there.
When these individuals come in, the families want to know that those inmates are being cared for. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to state, as Sheriff of Milwaukee County, I'm seeing that they're cared for. That's why you're here today, to witness that this is taking place. It is a transparent transformation.
transparency. Was that one of his big messages on this tour?
I think that quote sort of summed up the entire hour-long tour, that, again, that things have changed. We're showing you some key areas here, and until there's something else that comes up in the way of news that shows differently, we're open and transparent. People that work in the jail and visit the jail on professional reasons have told me things are generally better, but there are some problems, as I say, those couple of recommendations that I mentioned, including staffing, and I can talk more about that.
Yeah, talk more about staffing. I understand that is something that the acting sheriff brought up.
Right. So the goal is to have 300 correctional officers at the jail. When Acting Sheriff Schmidt took over last September or late August, there were about 200. He's upped that to 270. So he's got a ways to go in terms of hiring. He's tried to bring down overtime, which is, you know, overtime has been in implemented to try to make up for some of the staffing shortfall. So he's tried to bring down the overtime and add more full-time, you know, straight time people, but he's got a ways to go. But on the other hand, as he and his jail administrator said, retention is an issue. They said they lose about a third of the correctional officers every year, so you can add more, but if you're going to lose a chunk, that makes the gain to back to full employment, so to speak, a slow climb.
What did he say about the nature of the job that makes it hard to hire people, maybe, and obviously to keep them, it sounds like?
Well, you've got inmates who have these medical needs. He said about 30% are in there on psychotropic medication. They, in other words, they're not the most stable individuals. There are others that come in with alcohol problems and so on. Many have been charged with violent crimes. And if you're in the jail, you're probably, you know, not a particularly happy person. So it's very difficult, as we've seen in other institutions around the state, where the job of a correctional officer is very difficult. And Sheriff Schmidt says the pay is not super. And that's why things are, again, are understaffed a bit. But he says things are improving. We will see.
And we've been mentioning Richard Schmidt is the acting sheriff after the departure of David Clark. What is the status of getting a new permanent sheriff in Milwaukee County?
Well, it is a political year, so we kind of asked him about that. As he is acting sheriff, he says he had no public statement to release from Governor Walker's office. The governor last fall took applications for an interim sheriff position, and Sheriff Schmidt applied. He is still the acting sheriff. The governor has not named an interim. The governor's office says the process is ongoing, but Acting Sheriff Schmidt said he expected to be in place for the rest of this calendar year. He will decide within a few weeks if he's going to run for election this fall. There's a sheriff's election this fall. There's several other candidates already announced or thinking about running, so we'll find out soon if Sheriff Schmidt wants the job beyond 2018 November.
Briefly, Chuck, as we wrap up, what are you watching for going forward at the Milwaukee County Jail?
Well, there's the cases of the Terrell Thomas, the people charged with facing criminal charges in that, and also the health provider, these other things that are unresolved, staffing and so on. And because it's such a volatile situation with the inmates and the type of inmates, things can come up suddenly over there. There was a medical emergency yesterday that was quickly resolved, apparently, but those things happen quite often, I'm told, and can often turn into something worse.
Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Kornbach, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about changes underway at the Milwaukee County Jail and uncertainty about the ongoing leadership there.